You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Mikel Antonio to score and West Ham to win. Wolves 13-5, enhanced to 7-2. Jerdan Shaqiri to score and Stoke to win. Wolves 11-2, that's been enhanced to 7-1. Tough match to call this one, Tom, because both have had a mini revival of sorts, with Stoke unbeaten in 5 in the Premier League, winning their last 3. And prior to the loss at Goodison, West Ham had won 3 consecutive matches as well. The prices are heavily skewed in West Ham's favour, though, and they haven't looked wholly convincing at the London Stadium so far.
Yeah, that's an understatement. I don't think they've played well at all. You know, the Chelsea game was a decent performance and, you know, a good victory. But aside from that, they still look nervy and edgy. There's still something not right at West Ham. I know that they've had that little run that's pulled them away. But there's still something not right. I think the price on Stoke would be shorter if Arnautović hadn't been, you know, hadn't picked up that booking, and he's going to be suspended for this one, isn't he? And I think he's a big player for them because he blows hot and cold, but he's key to how they play because he brings them that sort of pace and power, and he's a willing runner all the time as well. And he does give teams problems. But, you know, I watched the game on Monday night, Stoke against Swansea. You know, Swansea were their own worst enemies, really, but I thought Stoke were really impressive. And what really impressed me, was Joe Allen. You know, I'm somebody who's kind of watched him and appreciate what he does. He's one of those players that, yeah, he looks very neat and tidy. Typical kind of academy product you get nowadays where players are taught, keep the ball, don't give it away. And then you think, what does he do? He's been given a licence to get forward. 2 great assists for Bonny's goal, so he's off the mark on Monday night. And I thought he was brilliant. You know, timing his runs in at the edge of the penalty area. And if you remember the Southampton game at West Ham a few weeks back, that's what caused West Ham all kinds of problems. Southampton were absolutely brilliant. They're so well drilled at when they get forward, you know, the runners from midfield infiltrate the penalty area, and there were cutbacks and there were goals. Watford did the same thing to them. And I think Joe Allen could be a key player in this one. He's been involved in half of Stoke's goals this season, 4 goals, 2 assists, and he's 3-1 any time. I really like it. I think Stoke can give West Ham a real game. There's a long history of draws between these two sides. 3 of the last 4 have been draws. But Stoke at the price, I'm with them. They're on the rise.
Stoke 3-1. Do look at Joe Allen to score any time at 3-1. Suddenly turned into Lionel Messi, Derek, Joe Allen.
No, he has been playing well without question. He's playing in this right position now, it seems. He's always been looked upon as a holding midfielder, but now he's like, he's the creative one, the greatest spark, is the Eden Hazard, if you like, of their team. Did you see the story about Andy Carroll this week getting held up?
Yeah, I did.
After training in gunpoint, everyone was amazed. What, he was in training? Can you believe it? The closest he's come to a shot in 3 years, somebody said. I can't have West Ham here at all. I give them a real prayer at Everton last week because I thought Everton were not quite at it, and West Ham were showing signs of a revival. But I was away from home, and, you know, West Ham's something, you know, a side are capable of winning anyway, apart from at the London Stadium where they've been absolutely dismal. It's just not right. It doesn't seem the right venue for football. Football isn't what they're getting from the team at the moment there either. And Stoke are doing everything right, you know, and we all knew they'd come good, and they have come good in spades. Fantastic performances they've been getting. And 3-1, it's just too big. Absolutely massive. Okay. And you know what? It's not this set of fixtures from a football point of view this weekend don't set the pulse racing. But from a betting point of view, it's the best we've had all season.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey-o, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with 4 or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops.